Welcome everybody. Today we'll talk about HR challenges and strategies for manpower retention in hospitality industries. There are various human resource challenges faced in the hospitality sector. Hospitality sector is a wide sector, very large sector. So because it is a large sector, it faces a lot of human resource challenges. We'll go through the HR team strategy, the implementation for manpower retention and current trends of manpower retention in the hospitality sector. So the structure of the entire thing is going to be the introduction, the challenges in the hospitality industry, solutions to the challenges in the hospitality industry, HR strategies in hospitality, how to retain employees, talent attraction and retention strategies, focus on policies for long-term loyalty and current trends of talent retention in hospitality sector. Importance of HR practices in hospitality. Hospitality industry is a very diverse industry. So when I say diverse industry, what I mean to say is that it is global now. The workforce is completely diverse. It's multilingual, multicultural. In a country like India, people come from south of India. People come from north of India. If we are based in West India, they come from all across India to work in a particular organization. So it's multicultural. All this connected together has a large impact on the productivity and customer service. Employees form a very important aspect of the hospitality industry. An employee is something which you invest in as a company. You have to invest in the employee and you have to ensure that you take proper care of the employee. The workforce is so diverse and you need to even take corrective measures throughout and ensure that at any given point of time the workforce in the hospitality sector work together as a team. Hospitality being a people-centric industry, employees form the focal point of the industry. A lot of HR practices are based completely on talent acquisition, their development and communication. Finding the right talent is a very important aspect. So a lot of concentration has to be given on talent acquisition. Right talent to fit the right role and to fit into the culture of the organization. Nowadays, in today's practices, as boundaries go down, it's become more of a social era. People want to, associate themselves with company which give them a similar environment to the society they live in or they are accustomed to. It's the need of the hour. If the HR person can find the right fit into the organization, it makes the job of the HR person very easy. It's not only the fit which is important in the social aspect. It is the fit which is important in the cultural aspect. The company has to define its culture. The culture of the company should be so well defined that finding the right fit to the culture is very important. You have to spend time, money, patience in the development of your human resources. Communication has become a key. There's a lot of information which is available online and offline to people which allows them to make their choices based on their own desires. Ultimately, the hospitality industry is to serve the customer. So for the HR to know who their target audience in terms of acquisition is, they also need to know who the target audience in terms of customers are. So they need to find the right fit, which is becomes a challenge in a way is identifying the right talent becomes a challenge. So you have to select the best candidate. Now, HR departments are flooded with CVs. Thousands of people will apply to one particular job. That's need, there are reasons for it. One is jobs are easily, I mean, you can communicate much more today in terms of job availability in your organization using various websites and various means of communication which are now developed. So it reaches the target audience much more quickly and it reaches far and wider. So sorting through the CVs is a time processing aspect. Then selecting the right CV for the right culture which you have in your organization becomes a very important aspect. It's a global world. Economies in the world are facing, after the pandemic, have been facing recessions. Although the hospitality industry is doing well, but there is scarcity of jobs in other industries. So people are applying left and center, right and center everywhere. And selecting the right candidate among these numerous applicants becomes a difficult aspect. So that's the challenge. That's the first challenge with the HR faces. Now once you've got an employee into the organization, the challenge is keeping him there, having a truthful employee. Our hospitality will give the employee the opportunity to steal at every point of time. There are things available to take in the hospitality industry. Even the guests take. You know, for example, the most commonly stolen items are towels from the hotel rooms. Guests take them, employees take them. That's one type of threat. Secondly, guests may leave valuables in their room, not locked up in their safes. There are hundreds of expensive equipments being used in the hotel industry. Staff carries their valuables and keeps them in their lockers. Mobile phones have become an easy target for thieves. So there is an opportunity to steal. There is a temptation which is there. If the employee is not loyal, doesn't have a sense of belonging, that temptation becomes too real. So handling and preventing thefts have become a major aspect of HR, of the hospitality industry. Now so that becomes a very important aspect. Getting people who are going to be truthful. Truth only will come with loyalty. Making them loyal to the organization is a very important aspect and a huge challenge. All companies go through downturns. There's downsizing, there's restructuring which happens. Downsizing of employees is a major issue. You have to keep the right employees. When you're downsizing, there is a morale shift downside. When the morale goes down, you have to keep the morale up. Because ultimately it reflects onto the customer. The world is changing. The cultural shift which has happened across the world has to be intercultural management which has to happen. When I say intercultural management, it's very, very simple. Yeah, affirmative action is the reason why intercultural management also happens. Apart from that, you are getting customers from around the world. It's a global environment. Your staff is coming across from different regions of the country. They speak different languages. Their cultures are different in every place. With the globalization and with the, in the industrial age, industrial revolution, people used to work. They used to work. Didn't matter if their bosses used to scream at them. They worked for the money which they made. They never left. Then you have the information age, where employees started demanding more. Now you are in the social age. The cultural shift. Person comes from a certain culture, would like to have the similar culture in the work environment which they have. So that cultural shift is a challenge. Then there is the attrition and retaining employees. Hospitality industry is the highest attrition industry. 70 to 80% employees leave every year. There are reasons for it. They're poorly paid jobs, bad work environments, highly stressful, straining on the body and the mind, highly competitive environment, less scope of not clear career paths. Person leaves for, the lowest rank employee leaves for even 500 rupee increment, especially in the restaurant business. So it becomes very difficult to retain employees. Everybody wants to be at 10%. But when the attrition rate itself is 80%, 70 to 80%, getting to 10% is highly difficult. It's a huge challenge. There is irregular working hours. People have to work extra, longer periods of time. People are doing night shift one day and leaving one day, they are doing day shift. So irregular sleep patterns. People work till 12, irregular eating habits. Nothing is regular in the hospitality industry, especially for the ones who are working there. Either people have dinner before the shift, if they are having a dinner shift, or they have the dinner after closing. That is way past 12 o'clock in restaurants and bars. So it becomes a highly stressful environment. It's not only taxing to them physically, it is also taxing to them culturally. They are working on holidays. There is more work in the hospitality industry in holidays, especially the restaurant business. Restaurants do more business on a weekend than on a weekday. So their working hours are different from their family. They don't get enough time to spend with their family. They don't get enough time to meet with friends. So the outside environment also gets affected by hospitality. Becomes a challenge. All this results in employee dissatisfaction. Employees get dissatisfied. Morals are low. So that is a fact of the industry. But you have to do things to ensure that the morals increase, satisfaction levels of employees increase. Try and create flexible working hours. Try and not make a person work who is 9 hours should work for 12 to 15 hours. It's a regular thing in the hospitality industry. Very regular. So people leave. People join the industry thinking that it's a very glamorous industry. From outside it looks glamorous. But when you start working in it, it is not glamour for you, it is glamour for the opposite person. It is hard work for you, so that they can feel glamorous. That is what the industry is. The state of the hospitality industry today is that it's a global world. Many chains of hotels have come into India. It's no longer concentrated on the local market. Environmental factors, micro and macro environmental factors have a huge effect. Like I said about the turnover, 80% turnover. Work, there's huge amounts of work-related stress. Can you imagine a person working? I know people, I myself have done it at times. When you come in the morning at 7 o'clock, and you'll end up going the next night home, because of lack of manpower or the opposite person has fallen sick, not come, you are required in certain areas. And you work that hard. Or you're doing a huge banquet for a particular engagement or a wedding, which covers 3 days, 4 days. They don't want to change manpower for those 3 or 4 days. So there's continuity for you and for the guests. People who are in the marriage would at night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, that function is over, they will come next day. But you have to do the clearance, you have to ensure it gets cleared out, set up for the next day, then service at the next day. So it's stress. You don't get enough rest. Hospitality industry is highly stressful. It takes a lot out of a human being. managers, workers, I mean managers, waiters, everyone alike. The quality of work changes when you get promoted. Quantity of work never gets changed. In fact, it increases the mental stress. Because the higher you go, the more you're thinking of business also. Because that becomes a part of your responsibility. You're thinking of service. That becomes a part of your responsibility because you're thinking, this person is serving properly, or how is his mood? Is he rested enough, not rested enough? Should I help him, not help him? So you'll end up spending more hours. You, yes, yourself would not get... So higher you go, it doesn't make it easier. It becomes even more difficult. Corporate social responsibility is a wide-ranging responsibility of corporates, where they do a lot of these welfare programs for different groups. Using that for your own employees is a very important aspect. Helping and communicating with the social environment in which your employees live and work. Helping their children get educated. Helping their family members in times of need. Using all the corporate social responsibility techniques to help your own employees and their families reduces the burden of stress from the employee. Also, what it does, it creates a sense of ownership, sense of belonging to the company. So that would help in terms of retention of them. Retaining an employee is a very important aspect. You know why you should retain employees in the hotel industry? Retaining employee is the forefront of your organization. He communicates to the customer. He is the one who pleases the customer, takes him from an ordinary experience to a wow factor. The customer comes back because he experienced that wow factor and because of familiarity. That familiarity will go when the employee goes. Because he is familiar with a particular person. So retaining key employees is a very important aspect. There are lots of challenges in retaining employees. Like I said, the historical context to it. So earlier, Industrial Revolution, people used to work for money, didn't care whether the bosses were this way or that way. They made their money, they worked their hours. They stuck to the job. They never left. Then came the age where they demanded certain benefits for working. So they wanted to make more money. So that's when accumulation of wealth started happening. Now is the age where they live for a little bit more. Money is everything. People don't care about, they're not bothered with stability that their grandparents provided. They're not bothered with wealth that their parents provided. Now they want a different work culture, which suits them. They want a quality of life. They want variety of opportunities. They want a brilliant workplace. There are lots of challenges which the hospitality industry faces in terms of retention. Retaining an employee is one of the most important aspects. What are your challenges which you face? How do you keep an employee motivated to stay with you? How do you make the employee loyal? Loyalty doesn't exist any longer. Loyalty now will only come with a sense of ownership. So you create different programs where you have the involvement of ownership. So your incentive programs have involvement of ownership. You have to find innovative ways. You have to give the person quality of life. People want quality of life. They want to spend time with their children, with their wives. So how are you going to give them quality of life? When you're going to make them work 15, 16 hours a day, the quality of life disappears. They want to have friends. They want to interact with people. You want to be social. So you have to build strategies around it. You have to say, no, we will only do 9 hours a day. We'll ensure that you don't do more than that. You can attract the employees, but how do you retain the employees? If you constantly make them work, Money then doesn't become a factor because they don't have time to use the money which they're earning. I'm going to give you overtime, but overtime, sir, kya karega? We don't give them leave. You don't give them a quality of life which they desire. There is no work-life balance in the hospitality industry. So I have to create those work-life balances. So people always will look for greener pastures. So you have to create a sense of ownership. You have to develop your entire HR strategies around that. Commitment to the hospitality industry doesn't exist. You have to find people now who are committed to the hospitality industry. Hospitality industry is a highly stressful job, like I keep saying. You have to ensure that people get committed and become loyal. How will they become loyal to you? One is incentivize them. You have to focus on career development. People don't want to be stuck doing one thing all their lives. It's not like the olden days. They kept doing the same thing every day for 40 years, 50 years, and then they retired. So you have to think of career development. You have to think of compensation. You have to think of values. People value values. You have to match values to employees. Your values as a company and the values of the employee of the company should be the same, should be similar. You can't just keep making a package, okay, I'll give you a very good package of rewards. You have to make it meaningful. The person may not want that as a reward, may want something else as a reward. You give him that, we're not creating any value addition for him. It is not a value addition to you. It is a value addition to the employee, which you have to think of. Learn to listen to your employees. You have to focus on the career development. They are the people who are running your organization. They are the ones who are getting customers in. They are the ones who are giving the customers an experience. You have to see what their expectations are. You have to follow up on their expectations. You have to bridge the gap between your expectations and their expectations. So a very important aspect. It's completely linked. Customer expectations and staff retention. Customer retention and staff retention. Two of the most difficult things of our hotel industry. To retain a customer so that he keeps coming back. Because it's a people-to-people industry. People interact with people. Because people interact with people, a small thing which goes wrong in the hospitality industry can make a customer go away. Again, staff retention is the same thing. You have to think out of the box. If you retain the staff, then you don't spend money on, in this industry, the average length of stay of a staff at the lower levels is around 6 months. Within 6 months, they leave. Then you hire another person. Train another person, within 6 months, they leave. So you have to do human behavioral study. You have to know the needs of all the staff which you are attracting. You have to know what their needs are. You have to understand their compulsions and their limitations. And as an HR, it is your duty to formulate strategies around that. You have to learn to listen to your staff. You have to create a positive environment. COVID pandemic, the world started a hybrid model. The hospitality industry hybrid model won't work. How will it work? You can't service a person from your house, no? You have to be in the restaurant if the guest is in the restaurant. So, physical presence is important. So you have to create a positive work environment. Positive work requirement doesn't mean that everybody is doing, the guy is doing a bad job, let's say you're doing a good job. That doesn't work that way. There has to be a mix of values. There has to be a meeting of thoughts, meeting of minds. There has to be an open and truthful environment. Loyalty must be encouraged, rewarded. But reward does not mean you put anything, incentives or anything. you should listen to what they want as incentives. If you give the employees what they want as incentives, they will work harder. They will themselves get enthusiastic. The role of HR, policies around them, understand the needs. And staff retention is a very important aspect. Retain staff, retains hundreds of customers. Like I told you, there's high turnover of rates in the hospitality industry. Identifying talent, when you hire the talent, you have to recognize the need to retain that talent early. When you recognize the need to retain the talent, you have to work towards retaining the talent, giving the importance to the person desires, giving the adequate training to the person needs, giving the benefits which the person requires, giving the person space and and being flexible with the person is a very important aspect. What are the major complaints of employees? Wellness is one thing. They want wellness. They want you to take care of the health and benefits. Want health benefits. But they all look for retirement benefits. Now, hospitality companies, some companies, very few companies provide retirement benefits. Pensions are not provided by hospitality companies. Pensions are provided by governments now. Pensions are provided, you're doing a provident fund. From provident fund, there's a pension fund in that provident fund. So retirement benefits are very low. So that needs to be looked at. You want people to be loyal to you, you tell them after you've reached a certain age and you're retired and you're unemployable by others, there is retirement benefit to you. They want growth opportunities. You have to lay out a career map for them. If you can't provide them growth opportunities, people will leave. If you give them bad managers, people will leave. Nobody, everybody wants respect. They give respect, they want respect in return. Turnover rates in hospitality is a major cost to the hotel industry. Because not only you're hiring again, you're retraining, you're redoing everything, you invest in that employee and the employee leaves in 6 months because you're not able to retain the employee. For whatever reason, bad management, no retirement benefit, somebody's offering better benefits, somebody's offering better salary, that person is closer to the house. I have lesser working hours. So all these retention policies have to be made. I'm getting flexible working hours there. I have a better role there. Your management is bad. You're not even ready to acknowledge that your management is bad. You're not ready to address the issues. Employees today are to be treated as owners of their own position. When you treat employees as the owner of their own position, they will start treating you as owners of your own position. Make them a part of the business. Make them feel responsible for that part of their business. Be innovative. Give them a sense of belonging. Share a profit amount with them. Give them retirement benefits, growth opportunities. Otherwise, they will go early. And that turnover rate will continuously happen. In conclusion, it is very important to retain talent. Talent retention is very hard. You have to create not only the right environment, the right culture for people to want to flourish. You have to create the right benefits while they are working and benefits for them once they cease to work. The retirement benefits. You have to give them a sense of security and surety. You have to be innovative and not overwork the employees. Allow them to have a work-life balance. To be healthy in their mind and their spirit and to have a family. Be corporate socially responsible towards your employees. very important aspect. Companies today will spend money showing, being socially responsible to the society at large, but they forget their own employees. Do both. Human resources is a very important department in the hospitality industry. It is the backbone of the industry. It is the one which gets you the talent, allows you to retain the talent, listens to grievances of the talent, and allows you to flourish as a company. In conclusion, I would say that this only one thing. Hospitality industry is an industry of people. People form the basis of the industry. You can build a brilliant building, you can build a brilliant restaurant, have the best food in the world, but if the people don't serve it with a smile, people don't give importance to the client, people don't listen to the client, you will have no customers. So hospitality industry is a people's industry. Being a people's industry, importance of human resources is the paramount. Importance of retaining staff is paramount. Importance of having the right policy and the right environment is paramount. With this, I would like to say thank you.